Wes, you were very pumped up. You could see it in the pregame warm-ups with the sleeveless shirt and everything. What was kind of going through your mind, and what was it like to play in these conditions today?
I think you just have to bring a certain type of attitude in this type of weather and make sure that you're on top of your game and don't let the elements distract you and really bring it that much more. So for me, it was just to, get my mindset right that we're going to go out there, make plays, move the ball, and especially, early in the game and try and get up on these guys, which we're able to do and come away with victory.
How high does your concentration level have to be on a day like today?
I mean, it's got to be really high. It's got to be way up there. So you got to make sure you're on everything and trying to block everything else out and go out there and play some good, solid football.
This offense is becoming very down. Does it remind you at all of the
07 team? I think the 07 team was 07 team. I think we're different in a lot of ways, and we just play to our strengths and make sure that we're moving the ball down the field and trying to make plays as we go. But I don't know if there's too many similarities to 07. I just knew I was going to go out sleeveless, so I might as well get used to it and see what it was going to feel like and see what it was like catching the ball and things like that. So I'm just trying to get my mindset ready for what was going to happen out there.
What did it feel like?
It felt great.
For you and Dion, both over 100 yards today. What does that say about your offense? What does it say about your quarterback as well?
I was hoping I'd go over 100 yards. It seemed like I've been so close a few times, so that's good to hear. But absolutely, having Dion out there is such a huge help for us, and the strides he's made for our offense is very substantial, and what he's been able to do, and Tom, having trust in him and going out there and really just spreading the ball around and everybody doing their job and making plays, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
I know you have a lot more down the road, but you guys clinch a playoff berth today. What does that mean to the team, to you guys?
It doesn't mean much. I mean, we're still just playing football, and that's what it's about. We're enjoying showing up to work and working hard and practicing hard and getting ready for the next game.
How was the putting out there?
You know what? It was fine. I really didn't have too many issues. You guys just got to make sure you're keeping your shoulders over your feet and staying ready and being on top of everything. Everybody good? Tom just left. So, y'all good?
How did the snow conditions affect you compared to the last 2 weeks?
How the field conditions? Not too much. I think we understood that, it was going to be tough conditions out there and make sure that we're in the right cleats and stay on top of everything and make sure we're doing the right things out there.
How would you compare this to some of the, on your all-time worst playing conditions that you played? Would it be top five, top ten?
I'd say it's probably top five. It's definitely up there. The gusts of wind, and I mean, there was one time where Tom threw to me, and I thought I was gonna have to jump for it, and ended up coming down to my belly area, and so there were some gusts out there that made it kind of tough at times, but we were able to work through it and complete some passes and move the ball.
Is Tom playing maybe as well as you've seen with some things in the zone in the last few weeks here?
He's definitely playing very well. I mean, I think it's pretty evident. He's confident in the guys around him and confident in himself to spread it around and everybody doing the right thing and making plays and stay on top of everything. But he's definitely playing really well for us, which we need him to.
Anything else, good?
Good. All right. Thank you all.